We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Our little concert groupie, man. What do you got for us today? Hanging out with Grief and Big O.
Can we talk more about that, please?
Are you going to go on an airplane state to state and watch the same groups and stuff?
No, I'm not going to any more concerts.
I think they should rent a van and just travel the country together. Hollywood, Grief, and Big O.
That'd be
a good reality show.
Hey, the guy's got a good setup over there. If he invites me again, I'll be going.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you mean, like, gets to play with the band or... introduced
the band. He actually played in the show. Wow. They put him on piano.
You were in the back.
He's a pianist.
Did you ask, is he a what?
He plays piano.
Oh, all right. What else you got?
You got a dirty ass mind, man.
What else you got today?
You're an idiot. Seriously. They're starting with a fun football stat here. Todd Gurley has scored 7 more points in the Bills the entire season.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
It's something. Holy
moly. He has 11 rushing touchdowns, 3 receiving touchdowns, and 2 2-point conversions. That equals 88 points. The Bills have 81.
Is that good?
Wow.
You used to play in the NFL. Is that a good stat?
That's not good. That's not good.
The Bills stink. They're just bad.
I have nothing to say, man. Gurley's going to win the MVP. What do you want me to say?
I'm rattled by you. Let's go to Instagram for this next one. Jimmy Butler. I mean, this stuff continues to get weirder.
What's
and
he
weirder
doing
with
now?
This guy. He posts a picture of himself in some kind of bizarre suit walking through a park, and he puts the quote, "You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain." Do either of you know whose quote that is?
Wait a minute. That's from like a comic book movie.
It is.
Batman movie.
Yeah, Batman.
It's Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent. He quoted Harvey Dent?
Really?
This guy's a weirdo.
So I don't know why he did that anyway. So people were going after him, of course. Some guy said, stop being a bleep and you won't be a villain. You're a millionaire playing a sport for a living. Quit turning yourself into a victim. Minnesota's a great place to live. And what have you won? And of course, Jimmy had to comment back to the guy and say, cry me a river. I'm no victim. I didn't say that. Money runs your world, not mine.
Oh.
No, he's acting like an idiot.
He's fighting people on Instagram. He may be our idiot
down the road here, but he is. You've done everything possible to turn off. Why would you want to play at home games while you're here and just have people
give them
just more and more reasons to dislike you?
Speaking of idiots, we go to this next story here.
What do you got?
Terrence Williams. You remember him? He was the guy who wrapped his Lamborghini around a pole when he was drunk and he took a bicycle
home. That's
right.
He left.
He took a bicycle home. That's the best part of the story.
So anyway, he's hurt right now, and he was involved in a hotel room altercation with an Instagram model. You guys will never guess where this happened. I mean, you'll never guess.
Where?
Miami Beach.
You're close.
Oh.
Yeah, actually there. Was it the Fountain Blue?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's got to, right?
Why has everything got to happen
down here?
Why is it everybody leaves the other states and come? Like, I want to be an idiot for a weekend.
I'm going to Miami. Yeah, come to Miami.
So the girl's name is Nicole Zavala. You can look up her Instagram page. She has more than 200,000 followers. And
she's
of course,
a model. She a smoke show?
Yeah.
All right.
She looks okay. Yeah. So anyway, of course, they were at the club together, probably live. And they met. They went back up to the hotel room. There was a little bit of an incident. Now, it seems like nothing really happened here. The cops came. I don't think any charges are going to be pressed. But still, bad luck for the injured wide receiver.
That's it.
I will never understand how you can be a professional athlete, come down here, go have fun, and get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a typical night in Miami.
I just don't understand how you just can't, for everybody, how you can't go to a club when you're a professional athlete, spend all the money you want, show off in front of the ladies, pick one off, take her up to your room, and everything stay quiet. How does this happen?
Listen, Could have been worse. Could have met one of those two girls that we know that brings you upstairs and steals all your jewelry.
Once you pass out,
makes you take a Molly or something.
Yeah, or get you drugged up. Exactly.
Yeah.
Could have been that.
All right, Joe, maybe you can help A-Rod out with this situation that he's in. He's in a child support war with his ex-wife, Cynthia Skirtis.
Yeah, I know Cynthia. I know her. Yeah.
Oh.
I've had lunch with him, both of them.
Excuse me?
I've had lunch with both of them.
Oh. With A-Rod and his ex-wife?
When she was a wife.
Wow. This is breaking news.
It's breaking news.
Where'd you guys go?
Dime.
You ever told us you had lunch with A-Rod?
Yeah.
Years ago.
It's kind of a big thing.
I like her. Very nice people. Both were very nice. I did a Nike event, and then we went and had lunch. Three of us.
Really?
That's breaking news.
I don't even know if I believe that story.
Wow. Well, I just make stuff up here.
Oh, I believe it.
I got nothing else to make stuff up. But go ahead, get into A-Rod's child support.
Anybody
that's in the child support business, I want to hear about.
He's been paying $115,000 a month tax-free in spousal and child support since the divorce in 2008.
Good Lord.
That was when A-Rod was, of course, with the Yankees, and he was making $30 million a year. Now he's down to about $3 million a year with all of his different TV deals.
Oof, poor guy.
And whatever. Now, A-Rod is not happy because he says that this woman, his ex-wife, Cynthia, is doing quite well for herself. She has millions in the bank, three homes, and multiple cars. She has a master's degree in psychology and chooses not to work. She also has a new child and a fiance, and A-Rod feels like he's paying for the whole family here.
Yep.
You probably are.
Yep, you are.
Thank you, Mr. A-Rod.
$115,000 a month? I wonder why she's got three houses and cars. Goodness gracious.
I hope she's living okay. I hope she and the family are okay on $115,000 a month.
Could she feed her kids?
So it looks like A-Rod's willing to pay $20,000 a month plus expenses for the kids, including tuition. The wife wants 50.
Oh.
So they're going to have to find some common ground here.
Nothing's private, man.
No, not anymore.
TMZ.
Public records. Wow, somebody just texted me about your lunch and said it was a true story and he was there. Were you there with anyone else from NBC that day?
It wasn't NBC. I believe some of his buddies might have been around us.
Oh, all right. I got confirmation about this lunch story.
I didn't make it up.
I'm just saying.
How often do I come in here and make something up about, like, to put myself in the middle of a story with some guy that...
At least once a week.
I would say 50, yeah. 50% of the time.
You make up a lot of stories.
Yeah. Okay.
50%.
What else you got?
Congrats on this one, though. It's true.
Makes you tough to believe when you tell something that's real.
Yeah, he had lunch with A-Rod and his ex-wife.
A-Rod's doing good, man. I've told you guys
that's true.
A-Rod has done one of the greatest rehab jobs on his career.
Maybe ever.
We have seen.
Maybe ever.
There'll be a lot of guys need to follow that career.
One more thing to get to here, guys. A career, of course, we are following here is LeBron James, and his team is 0-3 after an overtime loss to the Spurs. Here's LeBron talking about his young team.
You talked about how the young guys need experience and that's going to help. But is there a flip side of that? I mean, the energy they showed in overtime, that they play with sort of fresh every time?
Oh.
The younger players?
They should. They should be able to play the whole game and overtime and double and triple and not get tired.
I guess I'm asking, did you feel like there was anything special about the enthusiasm played with them?
They should. They're young. When I was 18 when I first got in the league, I could play four straight games in a row and not get tired.
LeBron's 117 years old now.
Well, all I want to say is last night, if you watch the game, he missed two free throws in the last 11 seconds.
And that wasn't in overtime.
And then missed a jumper.
Yeah.
Are you aware of what the Western Conference looks like? Because you said yesterday they're going to be
plenty of basketball.
You said top
no,
two.
No, we got that tape.
I just want to read this off to you real quick. You have Denver, New Orleans, Golden State, Portland, Memphis, the Clippers, the Spurs, and the Mavericks. Those are your top eight teams.
Some good teams in there.
Now, here are the guys that are on the outside looking in. Minnesota, Utah, Houston, Phoenix, OKC, and the Lakers.
Wait a minute. So the first set of the playoff teams and the second set
aren't?
Yeah,
the first set was the first eight.
That will change.
Which didn't include Houston,
the first couple of games.
Utah.
Yeah.
You play 82 games, and you're jumping all over.
Rush just came back.
All right. Utah's got a good team. I think Utah's going to be in there.
You have one chance to change this. You still think they're going to be the two or three seed?
I said top four.
Wait a minute. This changed all of a sudden?
I said top two, and then I said top four. Stephen A. said top two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, they might not make the playoffs. It's a real possibility.
All right. LeBron James going to make the playoffs.
Joe was visibly shaken from that.
Maybe they're not a
Where'd
two
you guys
seed.
Go to lunch, by the way? Can I go back to that? Was it a nice place?
Nice place. Yeah.
A-Rod pay?
Yeah.
Paid for your lunch? You didn't have to go Dutch on it?
They picked it. I didn't even offer. You kidding me?
I mean, I wouldn't either. I don't offer when I go with you. Think I would offer if I went with A-Rod?
He ain't the only one that picks up my whole tab. A couple guys.
13?
13's have picked up probably 25 years of tabs.
Who pays for dinner if 13 and A-Rod go out?
Oh, I think A-Rod does.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah.
Out of respect for Danny?
Out of respect.
All right, okay.
He's a big 13 fan, so I think he got to pay.
Okay.
I think he has to do that.
Hey, real quick, speaking of lunch, did you see this text that came in, Zach? Some challenging you to eat 100 McNuggets in 100 minutes for $1,000?
100 McNuggets in 100 minutes for $1,000? Woof. I mean, I would try it for a grand.
You would try, really?
I'm not going to eat it. I mean, 100 nuggets in 100 minutes? What is that, an hour and 40 minutes? I don't know if I can do that.
One nugget per minute.
That sounds a little bit easier. But I think once I get to like the 30th nugget, 30 minutes in.
It sounds doable, though. I'm just thinking.
Listen,
about it. It
buddy
doable.
Brings $1,000 in cash. I'm going to try it.
You have dip a little barbecue in those bad boys.
Oh, do I get sauce with it? Or
yeah, of course. You can get anything. You have fries, too, if you want.
No fries.
And a Coke.
Mm-mm. Water.
Don't do that. You got no shot. You start going that soda and that fry, you're done.
What sauce do you use? Just barbecue?
Yeah, just whatever your favorite barbecue sauce is.
What's your minimum number?
That I can eat of those?
Yeah. No. Well, your cash
Wait
number
a second.
Here.
Like, first of all.
Because for $100,
I know,
I'd be,
but well, I can raise
funds for $100.
You guys got to go back a second here. We have learned in the hot dog eating contest, just because you're 300 pounds plus doesn't mean you can eat.
100 nuggets that would 100 minutes for $1,000. I would. It'd have to be $1,000 on the table.
All right, we got to go to break.
That was
here.
Really, really not very nice.
No, I'm just saying in general.
You're saying because he's big that he's not guaranteed to finish them. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I just want to see him attempt it. I don't care if he finishes it.
Well, we got to go to break right now. We're running super late, and we got Dennis Dodd going to join us. We're going to some college football. What do you got for us here?
I'd rather see him eat the nuggets than the college football.
Now you went football and you rattled
we're doing
the whole
next
show.
Segment?
You went. We'll by the way, you went food and you rattled everything.
Do I have to pay for the nuggets also, or are they getting paid for?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.